This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Wow, everything is amazing. The 17th Perek, Mishnah Yud Beis, and Mishnah Yud Gimel. Responsibly, Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefuy Shalema, Feli Yomash Ben Chayisar, Yaakov Ben Basileya, for the schools of Avram and Yom Ben Shmamal Yudis and family. By the Fish family, the Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbi Shalema Ben Avram Levi, Peril Bas Ruvain, by Yod Klugman and family, Lefuy Shalema, for Yitzhak Ben Sima Dushma Shmei Ben Esther Fradel, for Chana Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shiraleya, for Yehudis Chava Bas Hinder Ezel, and Yitzhak Isaac Ben Fege Yachat, Meir Ben Chayesar, they should have a Rafu Shalema B'Sech Shal Chol Yisrael. So the Mishnah says, V'yesha Amru B'mida Gasa. Some measurements are in the larger measurement. Maloy Tarvid Rekev, that which we say that a ladle full of decomposed dust from a corpse is metama ba'oil, that's kimloy tarvid gadol shel roifim. That's the large ladle used by doctors. Or gris negaim, and the gris that a nega, it becomes leprosy when it's the size of a bean, is kigris akilki. It's like the large Sicilian bean. Ha'ichel b'yom ha'kipurim is kikseves hadaka, the size of a large date. It's not just the date itself, but kamoya ukigarinasa, it with its pit. V'noidos yayin v'shemen, and flasks, big skins of wine and oil, when do they become tar? Shi'uran kipika g'dayla shalahem. They become tar only if it has a hole like a large ball that is used. They take a ball and they wrap the leather on top around this ball and they use it as a handle to grasp the skin. And if its hole is the size of that ball, then it's tar. Uma'or shaloi nasa b'day adam, and an opening between two rooms that is not man-made. Shi'uroi kimloi egroif gadol. Its shear is like a huge fist that the tumah should spread from that opening from one room into the other room. If one room has a mace, it'll spread to the other room. If the not man-made opening is the shear of a big fist, zeu egroifei shel ben batiach, the fist of ben batiach, who was a giant man in those days. Amar Rabbi Yosi, you should know his fist was the size of a regular person's head. Yeshnei kiroish gadol shel adam. It's like the head of an adult human. If it's an opening that's man-made, the shear is the size of the large drill of the chamber, which is like an Italian punyan, like the Neroni sella, and like the hole in a yoke that they put in the peg. Now, kol shebiyam tohar, any skin from a fish or that grows from the riverbed is tar, because the pasuk says, it's an interesting thing, the pasuk says, that which grows ala oretz, that's the lashon, the pasuk says, I beged a sak. Now, sak, these materials, beged, grows on the ground. Pishtin grows from the ground. So, chutz mikelev amayim, except for the water dog. Some say this is the sea otter, because the sea otter lives also on the land. Vimneishu bereach leyabasha, it flees to the dry land. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now, ha'oisek kelim min agadol b'yam, somebody makes utensils from materials from the sea. But it's a synthetic, it's a mixture. It also has in it something that grows from the ground. Afilu chut, even one thread, afilu meshicha, or one cord. Davar shu mekabel tumah, if it's something that's mekabel tumah, tameh, because it has something from the ground, then it's mekabel tumah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, another great night of learning, as we thank you so much for joining us. Back time tomorrow at 9:05, and have a wonderful evening. Sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.